Only the Crimson Love can begin to restore the sanity and the beauty. I believe true holiness isn't what you don't do or do do. True holiness is to be exposed to the love of God and walk away loving from that love.
Amen.
That can be proven from the scriptures too. I'm not going there. What I want us to do this morning is recognize that people get into that box and hide and play their games and play with their toys and stay in a place of torment and fear because they are not safe to come out.
Yeah.
Now, there's an amazing thing. I often wondered when I was a young teenager reading from the book of Revelation where it said that they were so afraid that they called on the rocks to hide themselves. And I thought, what did they do that for? Why didn't they just call on God? But it says they hid under the rocks to hide from the presence of God. Why? Because I tell you what, you can live so long in that box with all of your stuff that you trust it and nothing else. Psychologists tell us we get to trusting in our iniquities more than anything in the world if we stay in that cell and don't take that step of faith out of that thing and say, I'm coming out. I need some help up in here. I can't live in this loneliness, in this isolation. I was made for relationships, and my God, the stuff I've got going is killing me.
Yeah.
The devil is a liar.
Yes.
He's a liar.
He's a liar.
He's never one time tried to give you love and a relationship outside of God that ever was going to be that tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. What God gives, no one can take away. When I was reading this book again last night, which I do often, about these hymns and the authors, I was amazed by the author of Just As I Am, which is the most famous invitational hymn in the world today. Literally, they say it. Remember the words? Charlotte Elliott wrote it, a lady. And let me read the words of the invitation hymn first, and then we'll look at what she said and how she wrote it. Just as I am without one plea, that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou biddest me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. Just as I am and waiting not to rid my soul of one dark blot, to thee whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, though tossed about with many a conflict, many a doubt, fightings and fears within, without, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Just as I am, thou wilt receive, will welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. See, that's the big thing. Will God really welcome me when I come out of this box? Will they welcome me?
Yeah.
Will they receive me? Will they pardon me?
Mm-hmm.
Cleanse me? She says, relieve. That's the key word in the cell. God, I need some relief up in here, but I'm afraid to come out and get it. I don't want to get hurt again. I don't want to get shamed again. Let me read about this woman. She was an embittered woman, Charlotte Elliott of Brighton, England. Her health was broken and her disability had hardened her. If God loved me, she would mutter, he would not have treated me this way. Hoping to help her, a Swiss minister, Dr. Caesar Milan, visited the Elliott on May 9, 1822. Over dinner, Charlotte lost her temper and railed against God and family in a violent outburst. Her embarrassed family left the room and Dr. Milan was left alone with her. He said to her, you are tired of yourself, aren't you? He asked. You're holding to your hate and anger because you have nothing else in the world to cling to. Consequently, you have become sour, bitter, and resentful. What is the cure? Asked Charlotte. He said, the faith you're trying to despise. As they talked, Charlotte softened. She said, if I wanted to become a Christian and to share the peace and joy you possess, she finally asked, what would I do? He said, you'd give yourself to God just as you are right now, with your fightings, fears, hates, and loves, pride, and shame. She said, I would come to God just as I am. Is that right? Charlotte did come just as she was, and her heart was changed that day. As time passed, she found and claimed John 6:37 as a special verse for her. He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. But listen to this. Years later, her brother, Reverend Henry Elliot, was raising funds for a school for the children of poor clergymen. Charlotte wrote a poem and it was printed and sold across England. The leaflet said, sold for the benefit of St. Margaret's Hall, Brighton. Him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Under, that's what this hymn. Underneath was Charlotte's poem, which has since become the most famous invitational hymn in history. Charlotte lived to be 82 and wrote 150 hymns. Though she never enjoyed good health, as her loved ones sifted through her papers after her death, they found over 1,000 letters she had kept in which people expressed their gratitude for the way this hymn had touched their lives. Wow.